Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Squawk 7000 is bringing you a roundup of aviation news this week, starting February 6th in association with flyinginireland.com. Remember to subscribe and we'll deliver the news to your device every Monday morning, including bank holidays. I'm Michael Cummin. In the headlines this week, flight operations at Dublin Airport were suspended over the weekend for a brief period after drone activity was seen at the airfield. Six flights were diverted to alternate airports. 17 students recently graduated to become part of the Irish Aviation Authority Air Navigation Service Provider section. And Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary has said that the airline is hiring significant numbers of Ukrainian pilots and cabin crew so that it'll be ready to return to the country when the war with Russia ends. Flight operations at Dublin Airport were suspended again on Saturday for a brief period for safety reasons following confirmed drone sightings on the airfield. It was the second day in a row when the airport temporarily suspended flights. The disruption caused the diversion of six flights due to land at Dublin. ATC diverted three flights due to land to Belfast Airport, while another three inbound flights had to land at Shannon. The affected flights carried passengers to Dublin from Oporto, Paris and Riga. On Saturday, Ryanair called on Minister for Transport Eamon Ryan to take action to prevent further drone disruptions at Dublin Airport. A spokesperson for the airline said it is unacceptable that apparent drone activity had disrupted passengers and flights to and from Dublin for 2 days in a row. In a statement, the IAA said that it will work with DAA and an Garda Síochána to ensure that they take measures against any individuals found to be breaking drone regulations. Emerald Airlines has reported that their new Emerald ground handling team have delivered an 89% on-time performance for January, and their new Emerald catering service launched last week. According to Conor McCarthy, the airline's executive chairman, they couldn't find a cost-competitive supplier at Dublin Airport or George Best Belfast City Airport, so they've done it themselves. 17 students graduated to become part of the Irish Aviation Authority, IAA, Air Navigation Service Provider section. 9 students received their certificates as air traffic control officers and 8 as technical safety engineers at a special IAA ceremony in Limerick. The graduates will be part of the IAA Air Navigation Service Provider section, which provides air traffic management services in Irish airspace. It comprises almost 500,000 square kilometres and is a gateway between Europe and North America. Presenting the candidates with their certificates, Mr. Peter Carney, IAA CEO, said the graduates will contribute to the demand for highly trained air traffic control officers and engineers in Ireland and throughout the world. Cork-based Atlantic Flight Training Academy, AFTA, has announced they will host a flight training seminar at the Radisson Blu Hotel Dublin Airport on Thursday the 16th of February, starting at 7 p.m. The event is for those interested in becoming commercial pilots in the future. AFTA will present information about their Ryanair and Lobair mentor programs and how to apply for an integrated course, followed by a question and answer session. And the seminar is free to attend. Ryanair Chief Executive Michael O'Leary has said that the airline is hiring significant numbers of Ukrainian pilots and cabin crew so that it will be ready to return to the country when the war with Russia ends. O'Leary affirmed Ryanair's commitment to returning to Ukraine as soon as it's safe to do so. "We're hiring quite a number of Ukraine pilots and cabin crew specifically so that we can restore bases in Ukraine if and when it is safe to do so," O'Leary told analysts after the release of third quarter financial results. Ryanair Holdings PLC has reported a quarter three profit after tax of €211 million, compared to a pre-COVID quarter three return of €88 million. Strong pent-up travel demand over the October midterm and peak Christmas New Year holiday season stimulated strong traffic and fares across all markets. Staying with Ryanair, following a $175 million agreement with aviation partners Boeing, Ryanair has begun installing split Scimitar winglets to the first of over 400 of its Boeing 737-800NG aircraft. This modification will improve aircraft fuel efficiency by up to 1.5%, reducing Ryanair's annual fuel consumption by 65 million litres and carbon emissions by 165,000 tonnes. Following installation, Delta Lima Yankee completed a short test flight from Prestwick on Friday before being positioned to Stansted to operate the first revenue flights to Seville last Friday evening. It's estimated about 25 aircraft will be retrofitted with the split Scimitar winglets before the end of April. Azul Agency TFS is a cruise service agency that was originally established in 2012. Well, the agency was set up by ex-aviation professional Mariano Dwyer, who specialises in assisting both cabin and flight crew find their feet when they land at TFS. Well, Mariano refers and matches cabin crew clients to best-priced long- and short-term apartment and room rentals, bed and breakfast, car and scooter hire, NIE number administration, translation hire and medical appointments if requested. More information on Agency TFS and any of their services can be received by dropping an email to azulagencytfs@gmail.com. In December, Avalon delivered the 1,737 MAX produced by Boeing. This comes almost 6 years after Avalon delivered the world's first 737 MAX aircraft in May 2017. Avalon has committed that new technology fuel-efficient aircraft like the 737 MAX will make up 75% of its fleet by 2025. In 2022, Boeing delivered 374 MAXs of different variants, with 1,033 of the type being delivered to date. 4,287 aircraft are currently on order. The total number ordered, including aircraft delivered to date, is 5,320. Southwest Airlines in the US is the biggest operator with 148 aircraft, followed by the Ryanair Group with 89 and United Airlines with 84. Hong Kong-based FlyMeta will increase its large wide-body freight aircraft inventory to 5 aircraft by leasing 4 777-300E or SFs from AerCap. Analysts expect the first two 777s to arrive in 2024, with the remaining two in quarter 3, 2025. And an update on a story we mentioned last week. In response to questions in the Dáil on Thursday, Taoiseach, Minister for Foreign Affairs and Minister for Defence Micheál Martin TD confirmed that the Irish Air Corps Learjet 45258 will be replaced by 2024 at the latest, according to the Air Corps' estimations. The Learjet 45 was delivered to Baldonnell on the 19th of December 2003 and was in operation from early 2004 as part of the Ministerial Air Transport Services MATS fleet. It worked alongside the Gulfstream 4, operating to mostly European destinations. The Gulfstream left the Air Corps fleet in early 2015. Canadian airline WestJet has announced that it will not offer its transatlantic services from Halifax this summer. The airline's decision to suspend some transatlantic services resulted from responding to capacity constraints affecting the aviation ecosystem. Since 2014, WestJet has been operating Boeing 737 flights from Toronto via Halifax to Dublin from May through to September. During the summer, the airline also operated to Paris, Glasgow and London Gatwick from Halifax. WestJet said in a statement that tickets for the 2023 season had not yet been on sale and they will continue to monitor the situation regarding returning to those routes in 2024. In more route news, Ireland West Airport has welcomed the announcement of the new daily service by Aer Lingus from Heathrow Airport to Ireland West Airport. The new daily service will begin on Sunday the 26th of March. This new service will provide a major boost for the airport and the region, as it will connect the airport to one of Europe's major international airport hubs for the first time in its 37-year history. This new service will replace the current daily route between London Gatwick and Ireland West Airport. They will offer seats on the new Heathrow service to passengers currently booked for this service. The new flight will depart from London Heathrow at 11.05 and arrive at Ireland West Airport at 12.35. The return service will depart at 13.05 with a 14.30 arrival at Heathrow. Kerry Airport announced its sponsorship of the first ever Kerry FC jersey ahead of the club's debut in the SSE Airtricity First Division. This week they unveiled the home kit, which is green with a white and gold trim and supplied by New Balance on the Kerry Airport apron, and it's ready for takeoff in the first home game this month. Remember, if you've aviation news that you'd like to share, include us in your news emails and send your stories to news@squawk7000.ie. Remember too, we have over 123 episodes of Squawk 7000 in the library, including our summer series of extended interviews with people from the world of aviation. Enjoy your flights.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.